This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Call this segment Breaking Bar, and kind of a tribute to the show Breaking Bad, because the Democrats, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to break Bar, and sadly for them, it won't work. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'll be honest with you, as I start prepping for these shows every day, I think to myself, haven't we covered this? I mean, It's so cyclical, and I don't want to sound like Stephen King where he quit writing because he found out he was writing the same book. But I feel like at times we just cover the same information. And, you know, no offense, but sometimes it gets difficult to make it even more entertaining. The only thing I can tell you is the saga's going to play out. It isn't going to go well for the Democrats. And I do take some solace in looking at what other people say and do and sort of... pardon me, evaluating that type of stuff. For example, Joe Posobiec said, raise your hand if you want to know why Mueller used CrowdStrike's report to conclude Russia hacked the DNC. There isn't any proof because the DNC didn't turn over their servers. So we're talking about speculation. But so CrowdStrike, and I didn't do any more research. You guys can probably tell me more about this than I can tell you. But I suspect... it's just another one of these Democrat shield organizations that says, oh, yeah, we did our due diligence, and here's what we came up with. Kaya Jones tweeted this. She said, there needs to be an investigation to find out if anyone in the Obama administration had ties to America. And that one cracked me up because, see, now she's on track. Kaya's on track. One of the pussycat dolls. You remember, don't you think your boyfriend was hot like me? A girlfriend. No, your girlfriend. Don't you think your girlfriend? I was thinking about myself when I was singing that. Anyway, the point is, she's right. The Democrats, find me a Democrat who truly loves this country, who understands that we are fallible, we make mistakes, but, you know, guess what? We're still America, still the greatest country in the world. Find me one that really believes that, that doesn't want to, quote, fundamentally change America. It isn't doing all this social justice warrior nonsense. Did you guys see this story? What was it? It was one of these stories where somebody got arrested for misgendering or something like that. I'll come up with it. I remember what it was. But I remember thinking, are you serious? This is where we've come to in this country. You guys got to find me that story, because you know the one I'm talking about. Anyway, Democrats don't like this country, and I can't figure out why. Well, I know why. They've been trained not to like it, but where did it come in? I guess it really was the Soviet influence back in the 1950s and 60s. They said, we're going to poison academia, because academia is poisoned. Anyway, it's bad news for the Dems. I come on this show to explain things to you, and I guess to sort of keep us all from feeling like it's hopeless, because it isn't. Prior to Trump, knowing what I know now on the inside, I would tell you, prior to Trump, it was hopeless. If Hillary Clinton had gotten elected, I could... honestly tell you, and I look back on it when I remember saying it, you know, the next morning, if Hillary won, don't feel like it's the end of the world. Though I knew Trump was going to win, I said, but just so everybody's clear, don't go doing something crazy. Don't feel like it's the end of the world. Because I remember in 2012 when Obama won, you people were devastated. I was too, to a degree, but I actually got more resolve. I remember saying to myself, okay, I'm not following anybody else. The Republicans don't know what they're doing. The so-called the thinkers, the people that I respected, they're insignificant. And it got worse in 2016 when people like George Will and Bill Kristol and others, the never Trumpers and anti-Trumpers, became part of. You know, when you watch those people fall, it makes you question what you believed leading up to that. And my belief system completely failed. because I put my faith in these Republican leaders, and I no longer have respect for them. So at that point, I made a declaration. I'm not following anybody. I was talking to a group of people the other day, very accomplished people. One woman used to be a TV host. She became a radio person. Another guy's an accomplished physician. Another guy's a wealthy guy in finance, and on and on. And I sat there right in front of him, and I said, no offense to any of you, I won't follow you. One guy, he looks like he's in his 50s, but he's 70. Very wealthy guy. Looked him dead in his eyes. I said, you are a very accomplished man. I won't follow you. You can join me and be part of what I do, but I will not follow you. And I told him all that. It's time for us to set a course. And the Democrats are, there is no better time for us in, as American citizens and conservatives, pragmatists, people that love this country, that legitimately have no dog in the fight, in the sense that I'm not fighting against the left in the sense of, oh, I hate your idea. I'm fighting against you because your ideas are stupid. The way you perceive America is so ridiculous. How do I jump on board with you when you want to arrest people for misgendering? Sorry, if somebody misgenders, okay, it isn't like your world is crushed because some transsexual gets called he versus a she. I'm a she. Oh, excuse me. Okay, she. Move on. But here's where we are. And I'm telling you, you people that are out there being pansies and allowing your children to grow up with cry closets and safe spaces and raising a generation of cream puffs, shame on you. You can't have war, warrior without war. That's the way words work. What are we leaving to America? What are we leaving to the world when we don't respond back? When we just let people do what they want to do? It's not the world I want to leave. Let me tell you the world I want to leave. I want to leave a world where we sided on righteousness. We absolutely fought Democrats tooth and nail and stopped them in their tracks because they are the most deceitful, devious, lecherous people on the planet. And we said, that's not what's going to represent America. By the way, that's not what people come here for. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Anyway, we got a great show. Tariffs in China, North Korea, Democrats in turmoil. That's what I'm going to be talking about, and how Donald Trump's going to save the day. I know liberals hate him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, the left have got to be just livid over this. Livid over the news I'm about to deliver to you at the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. It's because Trump received a distinction that I don't believe Barack Obama would ever get. Despite being baby black Jesus, I don't believe he would get this. And it cracks me up because Barack Obama has been given everything on the nature of blackness. It's not been based on his abilities. It's not been based on success, his track record, nothing. It's just been given. I mean, anybody that wants to debate me about Barack Obama as a, he's an amazing president, give me $10 trillion and I promise you I will dazzle the living daylights out of you. I will dazzle you. Give me $10 trillion to run America for 8 years and I promise you I will, you can start putting my face on Mount Rushmore. That's how good I am. Donald Trump's doing it. He's not getting that kind of coin. But give me $10 trillion, man. And $800 billion trade deficit? NATO not paying its bills? Wars we don't need to be fighting? You know, all the immigration issues going on. Are you kidding me, man? I will straighten this country out. I said I could straighten politics out if I had a cool million that was just mine. You know, in other words, I could put my financial burdens aside and then just focus on politics. Are you kidding me? $1 million, I would. In fact, I'm getting kind of the opportunity to do it because we've got our endowment for seeking educational excellence. So we're starting, but I haven't raised a cool million yet, but I'm getting close. We would change politics forever. I'm changing it with you guys. Yeah, it's funny. I look at these late night TV talk show guys and how they all down Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, wait until we start talking about them. Wait until we have our late night TV folks talking about all the nonsense of the left. Wait until kids are no longer buying into the nonsense of the left. They make that transition. It's our role, it is our job to help them make that transition sooner rather than later. To leave childhood. As the Bible says, when I was a child, I did childish things. When I became a man, I left my childish things behind. That's what we as adults, as conservatives, as Bible-believing, God-fearing people, we need to be teaching these people, leave your childish crap behind. That's your responsibility as an adult entering the real world. These people talk about communism, and they're still children. Yeah, I mean, look, here's my point about that statement. We're all communists in a way. At some point, society comes together and protects itself, protects its own, and says, you know what? That person's weak. I'm going to help them. Let's help the widows and orphans. We're very much into the communal thing. Communism, in that sense, is not bad. The problem is when it's forced, when somebody says, I'm going to take it, I'm going to dole it out, some bigger, higher power, if you will. There is no higher power than you, the individual. That's the only difference between what we believe and what leftists believe government is the higher power. I believe government is the lowest form of power. That's my take. Anyway. The news I'm about to give you. How does a president go from calling a North Korean dictator a fat boy to receiving this honor that I'm about to talk to you about? It's called, folks, The Art of the Deal. And no matter what you think about Donald Trump or that book or whatever, the man knows how to negotiate. No other American could have achieved what I'm about to tell you. I don't believe it. No leftist could have anyway. Nor has any American been honored with their own North Korean stamp. Yeah, I just said a North Korean stamp. Trump is on a stamp, a North Korean stamp. I don't even think he's on is he on an American stamp yet, even as a billionaire or as a TV guy? I don't think Trump's on a stamp yet. Here's what Newsmax said. Series of stamps on sale in Pyongyang since June 12th commemorate the one-year anniversary of the first summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump in 2018, including showing a handshake between the two leaders. The latest release celebrates President Trump's impromptu visit to the demilitarized zone. So this is a series of stamps, of Trump stamps. The Independent noted that none of the stamps feature South Korean President Moon, who has also met with North Korean Kim. So there's no North Korean Obama stamp. There's not even a North Korean stamp with President Moon from South Korea. And I'm shocked about Obama because, you know, he got a Nobel Peace Prize and he killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah. So one would think the North Koreans would understand the importance of Obama's blackness. Somebody better send them a memo and let them know Barack Obama was black. Get him a stamp. You don't want the NAACP coming over there messing with you or some other black nationalist group. Anyway, the article continues. The stamps come as North Korea has escalated tensions with short-range missile tests amid slowed nuclear negotiations. This is where I get after Newsmax a bit because Chris Ruddy is a big friend of the Clintons, and I think he's a left-leaning moderate. But Newsmax calls itself a conservative newspaper. So they want to say they got the stamp, but look at the tensions of these short-range missile tests that are going on. What tensions? Every country does short-range missile tests. Every country with a military does short-range missile tests. How do you test your weaponry if you don't test it? God. Oh, how could they possibly be honoring Donald Trump while they're doing a short-range missile test? Well, I don't know. Let's find out. It cracks me up, man. We trying to start some mess? Anyway, Donald Trump said this. We never made an agreement on that. I don't have any problem with that. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missile tests. They're very standard. Look, North Korea has a right to test missiles. The negotiation with President Trump centers around them abandoning their nuclear ambitions. And the fact that they produced a stamp for this man says a lot. They didn't do one for Obama. He will never get a North Korean stamp. I'm pretty sure I can say that with absolute. Barack Obama will never get a North Korean stamp. He didn't do jack for North Korea. I remember when, Rodman went over and said, I couldn't even get the president to come over and talk about this. He wouldn't even want to talk about it. He didn't want to do nothing. And Trump said, yeah, I'll talk to Fat Boy. And where are we? Closer to any type of negotiation with North Korea. And I would predict to you, if Donald Trump were left alone, by the end of his next term, North Korea would be a productive member of the world economy and not the desolate wasteland Obama left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump insists he has every right to call on foreign leaders to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
I don't care about politics. I don't care about anything. But I do care about corruption. And to have somebody take out $1.5 billion out of China, who's totally unfit. He's unfit.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says it's wrong and appalling for the president to urge Ukraine and China to investigate. There's now new text messages from diplomats in Ukraine revealed by former envoy Kurt Volker, which raises questions about the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Some of them indicate that a few of the diplomats were trying to get Giuliani to back off and understand that some of the information he'd been compiling from Ukrainians was questionable. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to get more into some of the other people and some of the comments they've made and how their political careers are just going downhill. All the people that relied on the presidency to uplift their careers are finding out it isn't like that. I talked earlier about Kamala Harris sleeping her way to the top. Remember the Jussie Smollett incident where she was standing behind Jussie and it was a tragedy and a travesty that he would be attacked in Chicago. Then it blows up in their faces and she says nothing. She got called out on it. But where's her campaign? Where's Yang? Yang is a multimillionaire. Maybe he's a billionaire. Where's his campaign? And Swalwell, the Democrats in this race look like buffoons. I mean, go back and look at the people who ran against Donald Trump. Steel sharpens steel. And they made Trump work for it, and he did. He fought his way in that gladiator arena, and he won. And the Democrats don't have any gladiators. They got a bunch of cream puffs. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. But I made a prediction. I made a prediction that Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. And I bet there were many of you out there going, Kevin, you must be crazy, man. He's leading like crazy. He's leading. And I was like, okay, great. I get it. I understand everything you're being told. I understand everything you're being sold. Because a sale is being made. Joe Biden, shoe-in, blah, blah, blah. Remember Jeb Bush? You remember he was the shoe-in for the Republicans. Jeb Bush has already raised $100 million. Who's going to be able to overcome that? And Jeb Bush squandered $100 million. It up and disappeared like a fart in the wind. So the only difference with the Democrats is they don't have a great white hope. They don't have a great black hope. They don't have a great women hope. They don't have a great gay hope. They have no great nothing hope. They don't have a Trump. And I'll get into that in a second. But I made the prediction about Joe Biden. And people writing to me, Kevin, who do you think? I mean, come on. Who do you think it's going to be? I don't know. I really don't. I the other day I said, I'm going to guess Buttigieg. I think they want to run. I think Buttigieg is going to set up to be the Dukakis for George H.W. Bush. And I believe that he's setting up to be the Mondale for Reagan. He's just going to come out of the blue. And the reason is they don't have anybody. They got nothing. At the time when Dukakis ended up getting the nomination, just FYI, a guy named Gary Hart was going to get it. Good-looking guy, but he was a philanderer. Dude was messing around publicly, and it ruined his career, and maybe he would have been. Maybe he probably would have won. I don't know. Maybe he would have beaten whoever he's going to run, H.W. Bush. But he didn't. Anyway, let me just stay in the modern times. So it'll probably be Buttigieg. There's nobody good enough on their ticket, so why not the millennial governor, a millennial mayor of a little city in Indianapolis. Why shouldn't he be president? Because he's not going to make it. You can look at the polling and all that, but I want to focus. I'm the one jumping around, but you keep making me, audience. I want to focus on what I told you about Biden. I told you Biden would be attacked for his record or lack thereof. I mean, Biden's record is a record of lying, a record of plagiarism, a record of being a hanger-on, a record of trying to look the part of a smart man, knowing that he's a buffoon. You might as well put a baboon in a suit and send him out with Barack Obama, because then you'd have two baboons in suits. Oh, he made a monkey reference to a black guy. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, affiliates and radio stations. Kevin Jackson is authentically black. He can make simian references to Barack Obama with impunity. Anyway, immunity, I should say. So we've got Biden, who is a seriously flawed candidate. And you want to know why? His number one calling card is he was vice president for Barack Obama. Now, in the old days, that might have been okay. Running in 2016, I don't think it would have helped him, but maybe somebody would have lived on the muscle memory of what they want to believe about Barack Obama. But in the new days, where Donald Trump has destroyed, rightfully so, the legacy of Barack Obama, you can't run on that. So Biden's number one calling card is gone. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. So what's he got? He's got his record as a senator. Have you looked at this? The dude, he's Hillary Clinton on steroids when it comes to putting black people in prison. He's creepy. He's sleepy. He's even criticized people for being too old. When Biden was 29, he was criticizing a 59-year-old for being too old. Now Biden is 77. He's 18 years past what he was criticizing somebody else. And it's showing. So you have that. But Biden's also, the thing that got me, for those of you wondering, Kevin, how did you know? What tipped you off? Well, lots of things. Biden's not qualified to be president is the first thing. And the level of desperation that the Democrats are showing. You're begging a guy to come in who's seven, who's Biden, for all intents and purposes, should be spending time with his grandkids. He got to the number two position in America, and he's still running, still trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. Anyway, here's a clip I want you to hear.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, the rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But that would not fly as but he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's
science, the word marketing
on Twitter. Okay.
I know you're just telling what they said.
Right. But in the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching. So you cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So the media continues to dig up, dredge up Joe Biden. His past. They're not attacking Biden. They're explaining that Biden is a liar. He's a plagiarizer and a liar. And what he's doing is he's doing this stuff for political expediency. Biden says that because it plays well. He doesn't even care that it's a lie. He's like, you know what? Most people aren't going to catch it. They're going to think I'm a proponent of civil rights. Now, I want you to juxtapose that to the notion that Biden was one of the sponsors of this criminal justice reform bill that sent blacks to prison in droves. The very thing that made blacks leave Hillary Clinton. I want you to put those two things together and tell me that Joe Biden's going to win the black vote. Do you think in a debate that Donald Trump won't talk about Biden's civil rights record and know all about it and be able to expose it? You starting to get the picture? Okay. Here's the deal. If Joe Biden is the front runner, and you know how the media works, somebody explain to me, how does the front runner end up under attack? Barack Obama, at this point in an election cycle in 2008, do you believe that the media would be attacking him like this? Dredging up all the things that he did or didn't do, talking about life. Barack Obama was the worst person that could be elected. He had no experience. He had a sketchy record on all kinds of stuff. He'd done a crooked deal to get his home with a guy who was in prison at the time. He had there were so many places to dissect Obama to get rid of him, and they didn't do it. And you want to know why? You already know why. He was the chosen one. Nobody wanted to mess with Obama, but they are messing with Biden. This is probably, I don't know, the third, in my opinion, major attack on Joe Biden. I talked the other day about Buttigieg, and he alluded to Biden's age. Don't think that's going to go away. Don't think the creepy stuff is going to go away, and don't think the sleepy stuff is going to go away. They're going after Biden. They're eating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
27% of Democrats support open borders. But for Democrats, that's a quorum. They will brag about those kind of numbers. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You know what I find interesting? I explained it. I don't know what show it was, but I talked about the shift in the Democrat strategy. It was not so subtle. Most people have missed it, but it's not so subtle. See, 2 weeks ago, even a week ago, Donald Trump was a racist. Over the last month, whether it was dealing with the squad, Tlaib and Omar and those guys, and go back. They were going to sell that, right? Go back. Donald Trump's telling them to go back to Africa. To go back to, where? That two of them were born in the United States. It was a black chick and then Tlaib, who was also born here, even though she's Lebanese. And Omar, of course, is Somalian, and there's all kinds of controversy over her and Tlaib and many others. But the point is, go back was supposed to be, go back to Africa.
Donald Trump is racist. And I dare you, go look at the media reports of how racist Donald Trump was and just the number, the cries of racism. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, he's a racist. Well, now, what did it migrate to? The Baltimore situation with Cummings. And let me tell you, both of them failed miserably. You want to know why? Very simple. If you listen to this program, you know. Donald Trump is pro-America. Make America great again. If you're for that, he's for you. There's no political ideology to it. Donald Trump doesn't consider himself a Republican. He considers himself a pragmatist. He ran under the Republican banner because that was the ticket that wanted him. Hillary had taken up the Democrats. We could very well be supporting a Donald Trump as a Democrat right now. And I'm going to tell you what I would be telling you. I would be singing the man's praises. I'd be saying he's not acting very Democrat-like, but I'd be singing his praises. And many of the Democrats would be too. That's the irony. Yeah, Democrats don't want anything to be credited to Donald Trump now because it would jack things up more than people even can imagine. I talked about the strategy, so I want to go back to that. So we had the racist strategy, which failed again. Then we shifted to the economy. Right now we're in a recession. That isn't going to last a week in the media cycle. It's already spinning down. Donald Trump has pushed back and said, what recession? You must be out of your mind. Kudlow, his economic advisor, says, what recession? What are you talking about? He goes, we are going to have such a great half to the second year, it'll blow your mind. Let me make another prediction, folks. You're going to have the best Christmas season, retail season that you've had since Trump got elected. And go look at those numbers. They've increased every single year. They'll do the same again. You're going to have an amazing January, and then you're going to get a cutback because the seasonal jobs will fall back. But here's the problem with the seasonal jobs. There aren't enough people to do them. People are working. You know, unemployment rates so low that they're going to have trouble finding seasonal workers. That's what I'm going to predict for you. Christmas come early. The number of days, the month, the day, what it is that when they say you tax, what they call it, tax equality day, where you've paid the day that you've paid it, you know, your income taxes is going to go earlier in the year. In other words, you're making more money, getting more back in your check. You're going to not pay as much in income taxes. That's being felt by everybody. But they want you to believe there's a recession. So that's going to fall by the wayside. But here's what I also want you to remember. There was another strategy for beating Donald Trump that you're not hearing very much about. I mentioned it earlier with Jerry Nadler. Formal impeachment. I don't know if we played this clip before, but we should play it now because it's an interesting clip by Jerry Nadler who says formal impeachment proceedings have begun. Oh, but by the way, they may or they may not happen. Interesting, Jerry Nadler.
So what a lot of people say, okay, you say let's not get wrapped up in words, but words can matter when they apply to what information you can get and how the American people see it, right? So I'm trying to understand, because a lot of Democrats, they don't want to be forced to vote for an impeachment inquiry, but they presumably would be willing to vote for impeachment itself if you presented the evidence.
There's no such thing. The committee has initiated an investigation into the question, into the various malfeasance.
So in your mind, you're saying this is exactly the same as what we all call formal impeachment proceedings by another name?
This is formal impeachment proceedings. We are investigating all the evidence, we're gathering the evidence, and we will at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't. That's a decision that we'll have to make.
Yeah, this is formal impeachment proceedings that will amount to absolutely nothing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. I'm explaining to you the great position that we're in. I'm explaining to you that all these different iterations of we're going to get Trump have all failed the Democrats. Dating back to he's a racist and a xenophobe as it pertains to Hispanics. Then he's a racist as it pertains to blacks related to Charlottesville. The first one was based on the border issue. The other one was Charlottesville. Then was the bimbo eruptions. Let me predict something for you. There will be no more bimbo eruptions. The Democrats know that's gone. Racism is their go to papa no matter what. That's their hammock or their safety net, whatever you want to describe it. It's been demolished. Impeachment is essentially, as I said, I dare Jerry Nadler, stop talking about it and do it. Nancy Pelosi, if you want Trump in prison, put him there. You guys worried? I don't think you are. Not if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, because you know it's not going to happen. There's nothing, folks. Nothing there. Let me tell you what happens to people that push Donald Trump. Let me start by saying this. If you go against Pelosi, nothing happens. AOC bucked the system. A freshman Democrat who is brainless. To call her brain dead is to insult the brain dead. She's brainless. And Pelosi went crawling back to her for a photo op. They can't shut her up. Now Pelosi's got two more problems, Omar and Tlaib. She's got a congressional black circus problem. None of the CBC listens to Pelosi unless she comes with money. So who do people listen to on the Democrat side? Is Pelosi or Schumer the leaders of that party? Are they the leaders of that party? Is Barack Obama still the leader? Is Hillary Clinton? Who is the leader of that party? Let me tell you something. Show me somebody who went up against Trump, and I will show you a has-been or a future has-been. Anybody want to be Scaramucci? At least he won't end up Epstein'd. What about Avenatti? You want to be Avenatti? You want to be Omarosa? Pick your poison. You want to be Eric Erickson? You want to be Jonah Goldberg? Name me all these. Who's the other one? Bill Kristol? Who's the bow tie guy? You want to be any of them? You want to be Paul Ryan? Anybody remember Paul Ryan or give a crap about Paul Ryan? Remember when Paul Ryan took over the speakership? He was the man. He says, only if y'all beg me to do it. You think anybody's begging for Paul Ryan to come back? Lindsey Graham, the current speaker, the current number one, not Lindsey Graham in the Senate, I'm talking about the current number one House Democrat, House Republican, who, by the way, is a rhino, is firmly in Donald Trump's corner. Name me somebody who's willing to go up against Trump, huh? Jeb Bush? When's the last time you heard anything from Jeb? This guy, Amish, from Michigan. They're saying, I'm reading this. The protesters who sit on the sidewalk with squash Amish signs saw his comments as the ultimate betrayal of the president they adore. They were protesting Amish. This article essentially says Amish is about to get dumped. Dumped. So they write about this lady. Her name was Becca Pope. She stood silently as people insulted her because she was protesting on behalf of Amish. Yeah, but asked if she was going to vote for him, she said no. It was a protest vote against the people who are trying to get rid of Amish because they support Trump. So she's anti-Trump, but she's not pro-Amish. That is not the way, Justin Amish, not the Amish people. That is not the way for Justin Amish to think he's going to hold his seat. Let me just tell you. You go against Donald Trump, you get your butt kicked. Show me where the Democrats have won anything. Show me. Show me a policy position that they've won completely. They've gone to the courts, and every time they go to the courts, you want to know what happens? Donald Trump hands them their lazy butts. I'll clean it up for radio. They got no wins, yet they want to pretend that they're winning. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.